Good evening. Welcome to Wednesday Evening Chapel. This is the second week of classes on campus. Anybody know that? Anybody have victory over your syllabuses? Okay, just making sure. The ASG, the Associated Student Government, is going to lead our part of our worship in chapel this evening. Stand with me. We're going to sing a couple of songs about Jesus. 2, 3, 4.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come here this evening, Lord, seeking transformation, Lord, seeking your will for our lives. You've called each one of us here in different ways, but all for the same purpose. Lord, that we may be educated, Lord, in your word, in your ministry, and Lord, in the rest of our lives. And Lord, we just ask that you prepare our hearts, Lord, tonight to receive the word that you have for us. And we ask, Lord, that you just help us lay everything, Lord, at your feet, whatever we're holding on to. And Lord, we just lift you up tonight, Lord, and we give you all the praise. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
What I've always wanted to do. We've had some awesome chapels lately. The Lord has been moving in our midst, and tonight is the student government chapel. So we figure we probably can't top that, so we're going to keep it really simple and let the Spirit move on each of us. And so we are going to do a little brainstorming, and you get to participate. Now, I do not want to take away from the scholarly exploration of our scripture. I do invite each of you to study it in detail in the big picture of the section that it is in. But this is the scripture that we have for the year. It is on transformation, if you haven't figured that out. But we really felt the Lord. In fact, he likes to speak with me in the mornings about 4:30 when I'm feeding the baby. So we really felt the Lord guide us into a chapel service where we kind of brainstorm different aspects. I know it's going to be picking apart the scripture, but at the same time, it is a living word, and I want to let it speak to us. If you just speak with Dr. King or Dr. Powers if you want a full in-depth explanation, but we're going to just let the Spirit work on this one. So when the Lord spoke to me about this scripture, I was in Pentateuch class. I enjoyed that class, really, I did. And we were studying Moses, so if you get a chance, a little free time, go back and read this whole process. And I was going through counseling. A lot of you probably know that I've gone through some in-depth counseling since I've been here. Just that idea of an unveiled face that Moses had going up to that mountain, seeing God, and what it took for him to be totally vulnerable and allowing God to touch him almost, and for him to come down off the mountain in that glory. Well, that was part of this unveiled faces. So that is something that stuck out to me. And after I mentioned to Jim that maybe this is the scripture we need for perhaps this year, that he needs to pray about it, something totally different came to him, like it always does. I mean, I don't know why husbands and wives can't always be on the same page, but we had two different things. And that's what our journeys are going to be like. God loves each of us so much that he wants to perfectly shape us into this awesome Christ-like being, but it's not going to be the same as your husbands or your wives or your neighbors or whatever. So we thought today we would do a little brainstorming and see what the Spirit leads us. We'll get through it, I promise. So I'm going to start with the word we, and you see it in your little paper. Pretty designed paper, I might add. I did that. That we're going to start with we. So be brave. Just speak up. What does the word... I have some ringers out there in case none of you say anything. I learned that from Dr. Deuce. Okay, so what does we kind of bring to mind? Body of Christ. Students and faculty. Come on, guys. All of God's creation. Dave? Like a unity mindset, like a whole body, we.
Family.
Very good. Any other we's, guys? We? NBC students. That could be a we. We Christians. We, who with unveiled faces. So what does unveiled faces come to mind? I told you, vulnerability. What'd you say? Nothing hindered or hidden? Nothing hidden?
Pure.
Pure? Transparent.
Transparent.
Approachable.
Available.
Illuminating Christ. Very good. Yeah, if you think of Moses as he came down off the mountain and he had to cover a veil because he was just so shiny bright. Okay. I'll reflect. The word reflect. Mirror. What did you say? Yep. Backfire? Backfire? Reflect. Backfire. Imitate. Very good. What did you say? Identical. Reflect. Identical. Yes. Mirror. Yep. When in counseling, one of the things I had to deal with is the fact that as parents, you have to, your kids grow up because they mirror everything you learn, whether you realize it or not. But when they're little tiny, that's what they do. And that is part of what I'm seeing with this whole reflecting God's, the Lord's glory, that we're mirroring, we're reflecting it to other people, we're showing them. All right. Reflecting the Lord's glory. Lord's glory. This should be an easy one. God's goodness. Mercy?
Holiness?
Oh, you guys are getting bold. Come on, speak up. I have to go and listen to this tape later, so I want to be able to hear it on the radio.
His beauty.
His beauty, awesome.
Transforming power.
His transforming power. Powerful. I think of glory, I think of Isaiah, seeing him in the vision of the temple and just all of his glory. His light. You guys are quiet back there. All right, what did you guys say? Jesus Christ.
His majesty.
His majesty, very good. There's my ringer. Are being transformed. Okay, guys, we've heard transformed how many times in chapel? What is words that transformed comes to mind? Change. Oh, change. Total change can be.
Selflessness.
Holy bold.
Holy bold. Holy
whole.
Holy
whole. Whole. H double. Okay. Holy whole. Oh, okay. Got it. Exactly. Remade.
Regine.
Saying goodbye. Sanctified. Saying goodbye too, I suppose. There's some habits I've had too.
Different.
What'd you say?
A new creature.
Oh my gosh, I've heard that one before. Awesome. Dead to sin. Very awesome. Shaped. Pruned. I gave you some hint. Huh?
Healed.
Awesome. We're being transformed into his likeness. Likeness. What does that mean?
Image.
Sameness. Perfection? Yeah, because we've got that his likeness. So we're talking about his likeness. What'd you say? Likeness of Christ? Christ likeness. Very good. His character. His spirit?
Of the same
feather. Awesome. Awesome. With ever increasing. What does that ever increasing come to mind?
Growth.
Exponential. Big word. Overflowing.
Teachable.
Definitely. Like keep adding on. Ever increasing. Never slowing down. Which means never decreasing.
Not stagnant.
Very good. Ever increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. And Spirit is the last one, guys. Holy Ghost, Christ. This one I thought was the easy one. What'd you say, Heather? Counselor. Okay, say it again.
Dove.
Spirit. Flying. Advocate. Partner. What?
Paraclete.
Oh, big words again. Good angel, bad angel. Oh, yeah, counseling there.
That which is unseen.
All around. Triune.
Everywhere.
Everywhere, yep, exactly. So let's kind of recap this, and then the pain will be over. Okay. So, we...
Body of Christ.
Who with unveiled faces?
Vulnerable, not hidden, pure, transparent, approachable, available, illuminating Christ.
All reflect.
Mirror, backfire, imitate, identical.
The Lord's glory.
God's goodness, mercy, holiness, beauty, transforming power, his light, Jesus Christ, majesty.
Are being transformed.
Changed, made anew, selflessness, holy hope, rejuvenated, different, new creature, shaped, healed.
Into his likeness.
Image, same, effect, Christ-like, character, spirit.
With ever increasing. Glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit.
The Holy Ghost, Christ, the Counselor, the Guider, the Dove, the Partner, and the Shield.
As you can see, transformation is personal. It's not the same for everybody. It never will be. And as we go through this year, we all are going to have to deal with different things, different issues, different problems, different hang-ups in our lives. And that's really what we're trying to do, is just assure you that even though you're on this journey by yourself because it's your own transformation, you're still in it together, in a sense. And if you notice in the back of your bulletin, there's two square boxes. And these two square boxes, we're going to use these two. And we're going to get some more interaction here. The first one is ask God to reveal areas in your life that He wants to transform in the next year. And the second one is ask yourself, what could possibly hold you back from that transformation? And I want you to think about that. We're going to be watching a video. And as we go into this video, really just seek the Lord. Lord, what are you trying to change in me this year? You know, it might be a battle of addiction. You know, it might be alcohol or drugs, pornography. It might be a job you're lacking, you know, finances. Maybe it's your marriage. It's just not quite right. Really lay it all here right now. And I want you to just jot down something on that paper. And they're actually all perforated. And if you would, write something down. And as this movie's playing, we're going to dim the lights. Bring it up. And stick it on the cross. And give it to Him. Because until we can give it all to Him, whatever our struggle is, we're not going to be transformed. If we're holding on too tightly to it, that means we don't want to change. So no matter what it is, how little you might think it is or how big it is, right here is the place to leave it. And please, feel free. If you come up and you feel led to kneel at the altar and give it to God, now is the time. Now is the place. Because the sooner you can start that transformation, the sooner you can move on. And the sooner you can be more prepared for what He's calling you to do. Let us pray. Lord, You have met us here this evening. You have spoken to our hearts. Move spirits, Lord. But most of all, Lord, You have called us. You've prepared us, Lord, for the next step of our lives. And Lord, many of us do not know why we're here. We have an idea. But Lord, it's so much more than education. And Lord, You just want to work in us, each of us individually, know us more personally. And Lord, we've all laid it on the cross tonight, Lord. What we believe it is that You want us to work on, and what You want to work on in us. But Lord, what we wrote down might not be what You want to work on. And if that's the case, Lord, we ask that as we spend time in Your Word, time in prayer, time in devotion with You, Lord, that if things need to be changed, Lord, that You'll lay our selfishness aside, Lord, and reveal to us what truly needs to happen. And Lord, as we go from this place tonight and head back to classes, Lord, we ask that You just help us to carry with us whatever it is You want us to work on. Let it be a burden in our heart that just burns. Lord, I pray for sleepless nights, Lord, because You're working. Lord, I pray that You will just give us all desire to just seek You out. Seek out the help of staff and faculty. Seek out the help of our pastors, Lord. As this is going to be a journey, and it might not be an easy one for some of us. But Lord, You have given us the tools and the help to get through anything. You will not call us anything we cannot handle. And help us to remember that, Lord, tonight as we go back, that we just don't put it on the cross and leave it here, Lord, but that we, until you've delivered us from it and healed us from it, Lord, that it's just fresh on the tip of our tongues and a taste in our mouth, Lord, that we just want to get rid of. Lord, we lift you up in all we do. We are your called. We are here to serve you. We ask these things in your holy name, Lord. Amen. Thank you.